Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. And welcome to each and every one of you on the solemnity of the Nativity of the Lord. Welcome also to all who are watching and listening from your homes. If you are here for the first time or visiting, we extend our warm welcome to you. Thank you for making St. Thomas Aquinas Parish your spiritual home this Christmas. Our presider for this liturgy is our pastor, Father Gordon Riegel. This Mass is being offered for the people of the parish.
Oh. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
A very Merry Christmas to you all as we welcome Emmanuel, God with us, to make room in our hearts and in our homes and our lives for this infant Savior. Let us call to mind our sins, all the worldliness and the things that we often let clutter our lives. Let us place that aside and make room for the King of Kings. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, what I have done and what I have failed to do through my fault. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And on earth peace to people of goodwill. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Glory of God the Father. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
And let us pray. O God, who gladden us year by year as we wait and hope for our redemption, grant that, just as we joyfully welcome your only begotten Son as our Redeemer, we may also merit to face him confidently when he comes again as our Judge, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet. Until her vindication shines forth like the dawn and her victory like a burning torch. Nations shall behold your vindication, and all the kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, pronounced by the mouth of the Lord. You shall be a glorious crown in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem held by your God. No more shall people call you forsaken or your land desolate, but you shall be called my delight and your land espoused. For the Lord delights in you and makes your land his spouse. As a young man marries a virgin, your builder shall marry you. And as a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. The word of the Lord.
Among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. Today. Trees of the forest exult. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. shall exalt before the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He shall rule the world with justice, and the peoples with his constancy. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Paul reached Antioch in Pisidia, he entered the synagogue, stood up, motioned with his hands, and said, "Fellow Israelites, and you others who are God-fearing, listen. The God of this people Israel chose our ancestors and exalted the people during their sojourn in the land of Egypt. With uplifted arm, he led them out of it. Then he removed Saul and raised up David as king. Of him he testified, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish.' From this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. John heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he would say, 'What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. Behold, one is coming after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet.'" The word of the Lord.
Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I love the Christmas story because it is full of the unexpected. It is full of the delightfully topsy-turvy. Here comes the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Emmanuel, God with us. And it happens in the most extraordinary and unexpected of ways. A virgin becomes a mother. Even poor Saint Joseph is a little surprised by this and has to wait on the Lord to explain things. The child is born unexpectedly out of town. They're not ready for it. They can barely find room. The kid isn't even born in a house. They have to accept a stable, a manger, as a temporary shelter. Here comes the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And who is he greeted by? First, the poorest of the poor. Oh, sure, the kings come later. The Magi will eventually make it from this side of the sanctuary to that side. By next week, they've got all week, they'll do it. But those are foreign kings. He's not greeted by his own. In fact, you shouldn't introduce him to King Herod, who has evil designs on the child. All of this happens in the most unexpected of ways. In a world that prizes the physical, what you can see, the external, the superficial, and wealth, honor, and power, and pleasure, here comes the King of Kings who intentionally chooses poverty and simplicity. Here is the one spoken of in that first reading of Isaiah, who will delight in us, who will rejoice in us, who will vindicate us, who will be our Savior. And here we get an infant who we have to care for. What a marvelous way to win us over, as we often mistrust God's intentions, God's will, God's plans, God's power over us. And here comes an infant Savior who we have to care for and protect. This is the one who will save us, who will espouse us, who will lead us to a greater unity and ultimately the kingdom of heaven. This whole season is a lesson in the extraordinary, hidden in the ordinary, disguised. Can we look with the eyes of faith? Can we look to see the dawn of a new era, a new heaven and a new earth breaking forth, maybe quietly, but breaking forth in our lives and our families? Can we look with the eyes of faith and see beyond it? Can we look for Christ in one another and see that which isn't readily seen? For that reason, I have to say, of all the Christmas movies and other things that we might watch to get us ready for the season, I have to favor It's a Wonderful Life, because it is a lesson in God's providence of the extraordinary hidden in the ordinary, with the fictional character of George Bailey, who's quite put upon, has great hopes and dreams, wants to leave town, never look back, be college educated, wants to be an architect, build skyscrapers and great monuments to himself, and he never, ever gets any of his dreams, never reaches a single dream. In fact, he can't even get out of town on his own honeymoon. Nothing goes right. He is frustrated to the point of despair. And at that moment of despair, the Lord finally gives him a glimpse in how the Lord writes straight on crooked lines. And that his life, which we thought was a miserable failure, turns out to be a huge success in the most odd way, that the Lord has used him to be a savior figure for his own town, for his own people, to save the town. And he never saw it. And with the greatest of irony, his younger brother toasts him at the end of the movie to my big brother George, the richest man in town. Rich in all the ways that matter to God, in laying down your life for the good of others. There is a Christian theme in that movie that runs deep. For all the things that happen to us, even the trials and tribulations, especially the trials and tribulations, God wastes nothing. And frankly, it's usually the challenges that test our mettle, that refine our virtue, that force us to choose what are we living for? What are our true values? What's it all about? What are we living for? Are we living for the stuff? Or is there something deeper? Are we going to look for the extraordinary disguised by the ordinary and everyday? This Christmas season is a challenge to look with the eyes of the faith. And as we listen to this nativity story, this Christmas story that we are so familiar with, may we look for those themes of Christmas in our daily lives and how subtle God is to hide something so valuable, so infinitely precious in the midst of the ordinary, where even the Herod the Greats can't find. First of all, I hope with the eyes of faith, as we look around as the season, we treasure all the more our friendship with God. There's so many family and friends and loved ones and people we do want to see in the season. May we, for all the busyness, take our time to worship, take our time to pray, take our time to treasure the greatest of all friendships, the one that leads to life and life eternal. And yes, we oftentimes focus way too much on the stuff, maybe on our phones, on the things that really do not love us in return. May we treasure this infinite love, the greatest of all loves in the entire universe. And again, hear those words of the prophet Isaiah in that first reading, that God delights in us. God rejoices in us. God loves us. God wants to espouse us, draw us into a family relationship for all eternity. May we treasure our friendship with God. Secondly, for things that we don't see clearly, the gift of our soul. We see the body, we experience the mind, but the only thing that we take from this world is our soul. That's it. What's the thing we need to invest in the most, to treasure, to feed spiritually, to nourish spiritually? Although we will be well nourished, I'm sure, in a lot of other ways physically, but to treasure the spiritual, treasure our souls. How are we doing, especially as we look to a new year and New Year's resolutions? How are we caring for our spiritual health and well-being? Are we taking the time to pray? Are we taking the time to worship and the sacraments? Are we taking time to confess our sins? Are we taking time to learn our faith and to love our faith so as to share it better? Do we treasure the gift of our immortal souls? Do we care for those souls so as to bring them to a greater glory? We are created in the image and likeness of God. Jesus wants to make each and every one of us another Christ, to shine like the stars in the sky, to be saints that go out and transform the world merely by even our presence, that people see in us, in our love, in our mercy, in our forgiveness, something extraordinary. May we treasure the gift of divine life in our souls and feed it and nourish it well in this new year to come. Thirdly, the gift of family. I hope you are able to be gathered with loved ones, and that is a precious time. And our families are different. Some of our families are huge. Some of our families are very small. Some of us might feel like we are not very close to our families. Maybe some of our families are a little dysfunctional at the moment and need more reconciliation and more healing, and we pray for that. Do pray for your loved ones. Pray for your family. But in this season of Christmas, we see Emmanuel, God with us, enter not only into our humanity, into our human nature, not only into our world to redeem it from the inside out, but to enter and be raised by a human family. So as to make of us, all the peoples, all the languages, all the nations, one family in Christ, a greater family. And so whatever our family status is, may we treasure the gift of our Christian family. May we support that Christian family, our parish family in Christ, and build it up, especially by our presence, to make the church visible as we are very much today. May we treasure the gift of our family in Christ and pray for one another and support one another on this journey of faith until the kingdom. We're not there yet. In fact, Christmas Day is a day that we also should remember and pray for our family departed. By tradition, and many saints will attest to it, that more souls leave purgatory on Christmas Day than even All Souls Day. What a Christmas gift to the Christ child. Pray for your family and your friends and your loved ones departed on this holy day. Let us send them the gift of our prayers and our sacrifices and our love. May they inherit the kingdom. One last thing, fourthly, as we talk about the gift of our fellowship with God, the gift of our souls and divine life, the gift of our family in Christ, the gift of the Eucharist that nourishes our divine life, that unites us as one in the body of Christ. Jesus came to walk among us physically, but he left us an abiding presence to be with us. Here is Jesus truly present in the tabernacle under sacramental forms. And again, it's the extraordinary hidden in the ordinary in the most amazing way. The bread, the wine, it looks the same before consecration and after consecration. And yet, we believe what Jesus says. This is my body, this is my blood. And 2,000 years of Eucharistic miracles have confirmed that in so many wonderful ways that Jesus meant it. He wants to nourish us on his own divine life. He doesn't want us to walk alone. He doesn't want us to walk under our own strength. He doesn't want to fight us to fight our temptations without support. You are what you eat. The Lord wants to share his divine life with us through this great sacrament of unity, to overcome our sinfulness, to overcome our division, to bring us to one as a foretaste of the unity which he ultimately hopes to bring us to in heaven if we will cooperate with him in faith. And so all of these extraordinary graces are hidden in the ordinary. Can't always see heaven, don't get to see our guardian angels, we don't get to see our souls and all the graces operative. So much is hidden behind that which is human and exterior. This is the day to look with the eyes of faith as we approach a new year together. Poor King Herod had literally the Star of Bethlehem over his palace, couldn't see it. Wasn't looking up, he was looking down. He was looking to his territory, he was looking to his power, he was looking to his authority, he was looking to his own little stronghold. He missed it out. He missed out on the King of Kings. Misunderstood God's intentions entirely. May we look with the eyes of faith to look for Christ in one another, to look for the best in one another, even in our broken world, and for that which is broken and still being transformed. Let's pray for that transformation with all patience and charity. And may we support one another on this journey as one family in Christ, supported and nourished by the Eucharist, making our souls into saints with fellowship toward God, that we might be in that unity of the kingdom for all eternity. Christ has come to us as the way, the truth, and the life to lead us back home to the Father. May God bless and keep you. Merry Christmas. My friends, let us stand and profess our faith. We pray, I believe in one God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial of the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men, came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of
death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
God sent us a Savior, his Son. With trust in his love for us, let us offer our prayers this holy day.
For all members of the church, may God make us a beacon of light in the world to draw many souls to his Son, Jesus. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For world leaders, may the Holy Spirit inspire their hearts and minds to work for peace and prosperity for all. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For those who suffer oppression, may God in his mercy give them the grace necessary to endure their hardship. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For those gathered here, may the light of Christ pierce the darkness of our hearts. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For all our brothers and sisters who are homebound or ill, may the joy of Christmas bring about good health and healing, especially our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. For our loved ones and all who have died in faith, and all the holy souls in purgatory, may God grant them eternal joy in heaven. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving God, please answer our prayers according to your gracious will. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Down.
Please stand and pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. As we look forward, O Lord, to the coming festivities, may we serve you all the more eagerly for knowing that in them you make manifest the beginnings of our redemption. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, a new light of your glory has shone upon the eyes of our mind, so that as we recognize in him God made visible, we may be caught up through him in love of things invisible. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts of powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, O Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and the working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." Similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to a second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you will to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all of the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and the salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, your servant, Leo, our Pope, and Earl, our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you, and your compassionate, merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, to our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. The Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord.
Let us stand and pray. Grant, O Lord, we pray, that we may draw new vigor from celebrating the nativity of your only begotten Son, by whose heavenly mystery we receive both food and drink, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And
bow down for the blessing. May the God of infinite goodness, who by the incarnation of his Son has driven darkness from the world, and by that glorious birth has illumined this most holy day, drive far from you the darkness of vice and illumine your hearts with the light of virtue. May God, who willed that the great joy of his Son's saving birth be announced to shepherds by the angel, fill your minds with the gladness he gives and make you heralds of his gospel. And may God, who by the incarnation brought together with earthly and heavenly realm, fill you with the gift of his peace and favor, and make you sharers with the church in heaven.
Amen.
May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you all forever.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Amen.
Merry Christmas. On behalf of the clergy and the staff who make the Outreach Mass available, on behalf of the Diocese of Lansing, may God bless and keep you and your families and loved ones in this holy season. If you wish to help the Outreach Mass to stay on the air for the new year to come, please consider sending checks payable to Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. Thank you for your generous support. May God bless and keep you in this new year to come, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.